You may know that Unity has a publication of daily devotionals. What you might not know is that 2024 is the 100th year anniversary of the continuous publication of this little booklet. 100 years with not stopping through highs and lows. And this is just a hint to anybody who might want to buy me a Christmas present. I don't know if there's anybody in the room that might want to do that. Oh, hint, hint, right. There is a wonderful book published, already being published by Unity, which has a collection of different devotions from the 100 years. It has covers in it of the original books and essays and commentaries about the writers. So what better present would there be for someone who's stuck with Unity for thick and thin through 35 years? So now, however, I'd like to introduce Timothy Simpson, who's going to read the daily word for today.
Thank you, Sue Ellen, and a quick wish and prayer for Reverend Sandy to get better soon. Today's word for today is imagination, and this is by no accident, apparently, because imagination has been on my mind quite a lot lately. I asked you guys last week to use it during meditation, use your meditation and kind of see where it takes you. It's a very powerful force in our lives. It brings into reality the things that we think about and we imagine, so it's very powerful. But for Sunday today, October 29th, 2023, I imagine and create my most magnificent life. I admire the storyteller's gift for creating fantastic worlds where impossible things happen. I immerse myself in the story, allowing myself to feel the wonder, the exhilaration, and even the sadness the storyteller's imagination has created. No matter how scary the story, there is nothing to fear. It is only a story. My imagination helps me create my life story. Guided by divine wisdom and will, I imagine a positive, meaningful life. If disturbing thoughts cloud my imagination, I remember I am God's living expression. There is nothing to fear. My spiritual gifts of faith, love, strength, and understanding join with my imagination to build the fulfilling life my heart desires. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Joel 2:28.
In just a minute, we're going to have a morning meditation, but I want to just introduce a little bit to you about why and how I came upon this topic. In the past couple of years, I have found myself really kind of resisting the coming of fall. And truth be told, there's even a little bit of anxiety down in there. And fall's always been my favorite season, so I'm like, what the heck is going on? I was thinking about this, and it could have to do with a lot of things. It could have to do with the changes and losses that aging sometimes brings. I don't feel like I'm aging, actually, but when I look at the number on the calendar, it says I might be. Maybe it's that the physical activities of raking from about 14 oak trees in our yard or shoveling from a long, long driveway seem more daunting now than they did when we were 40 and we bought the house we live in. Or maybe it's just that absence of sunshine and light, because actually psychological studies do show that that has an impact upon us. But for whatever reason, I've been thinking about when I was a junior in high school and we were studying, I think it was probably American literature, Dylan Thomas and the poem that he wrote, which opens with, "Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light." So I've been raging around, you know, and Terry's the one who mostly hears me because the dogs don't usually respond, but I was on one of my tirades, and he said, "Sue Ellen, does everybody in your family have the habit of complaining about things that you can't control?" Mic drop, Terry. I just learned what that meant yesterday, so I had to include it. It shut me up. And I thought, well, maybe everybody else in my family does and did, but not me, because I've been in Unity for 35 years, right? I should know better. So it was time to use my tools. So I decided to look at this whole issue of light in today's meditation. So to get us started with that, I'd like to ask Terry to come up and play the singing bowl for us, which vibrates at the level of the heart chakra, and which invites us to enter into that special time for ourselves and for our spiritual nourishing of ourselves. As we consider this season in which our earth tilts away from the direct rays of the sun and we experience a greater proportion of hours of darkness as compared to daylight, we understand that we can do nothing to impact this natural cycle of dark and light. It's a function of life here on earth in our solar system, the properties and behaviors of our planet in this system. However, we always have the option of turning within to seek and experience our own inner light, the light of spirit. We can claim this statement as our truth. My inner light shines brightly as the sun. I want you to give yourself a moment to really let that sink in. My inner light shines brightly as the sun. We've all heard affirmative statements like this one before and have undoubtedly repeated them. However, I ask you to deeply consider the meaning of this statement for yourself today, personally. As you do this, turn inward to your awareness of your own unique spirit as your own source of light and love within. While we know that there is only one source of light and love in the universe, God the good, omnipotent, I like to think of God or source as the master librarian of the universe, with each of us being our own uniquely written book on one of the shelves of the library. So we are separate as individual expressions of spirit, but we are gathered together in God's wisdom and knowledge. Of all the ways that you can feel the power of your own divine connection, one of the best is to let your light shine brightly so it can lift up and bless others. Your bright light shines as you help someone in need. Every time you reach out to another, your light not only shines brightly, but grows even stronger. Say to yourself, I am happy and grateful to be a bright source that shines with divine light. I am happy and grateful to be a bright source that shines with divine light. All of us will have to walk through times of shadow in the world if we live long enough, and I dare say that everybody in this room has had that experience. It just comes with our life here on earth. But remember that you have the power to light up even the darkest corners of your own mind. Even when external circumstances seem very challenging, we all do have a choice about how to use our own mental and spiritual processes to apply to dealing with these circumstances. Now, this can sound so simple to say, but of course, it's often very far from easy. That's why the daily and consistent mental practice of bringing our focus to the sources of our own spiritual light is so important. You are a part of the universal light that casts out shadows, and because of this, the guardian spirits of the universe. You may call these angels, archangels, spirit guides, divine ideas, the Holy Spirit, will always give you strength when you need it. Asking for this light and strength is an essential part of the process, however, we need to ask. Even when our own light seems low, we can turn to these spiritual helpers, and all that is good and true will shine through our being. One of the most powerful ways to bring light to yourself and others is to express gratitude for all that you've been given and all that you have to share. Your commitment to shining your light helps you find the light in others. We can see past our differences to discover in others what we feel to be the highest and best within ourselves. Peace, goodness, and the light of God. We understand that together we are luminous lights shining bright and dispelling the darkness. Now, I invite you into a brief exercise that you can do every day to shower yourself with this light, whatever the length of daylight or darkness might be. So, in a minute, we're going to breathe in for 5 seconds, hold that breath in, release that breath, hold, and we're going to do this 3 times. So now I ask you to take a nice, comfortable breath in for about 5 seconds, hold it, and exhale for about 5 seconds, and again, hold that pause. Again, breathe in, hold that breath, exhale, and pause. And for one final time, breathe in, hold that breath, and exhale for about 5 seconds. Now, imagine a shower of bright golden light descending downward into your physical body from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. Allow the light to fill and illuminate each of your 7 chakras in your body as it descends down through the crown of your head, through your 3rd eye, down into your throat area, which houses your power of speech. Florence Scovel Shinn, an old Unity writer, said that your word is your wand. So much power exists to create our reality with our words that are housed in our throat chakra. The light sparkles and shimmers as it makes its way down through your body, then down into your heart, the very seat of your soul. Through the vitality of our heart, the power of love and connection overflows out into the world. On down to the lowest 3 chakras of your body, where we find connection and safety in our relationships with others and in our connection with the earth. Take just a moment to feel your body with this light and to feel it shimmering and radiating out from you in every direction, filling this room, filling our community, and filling our world. Know that you can touch into this light whenever you need to. Do this daily if you are in the middle of a difficult life lesson or need to feel uplifted and supported. You can spend just a few minutes each day showering yourself with this light of spirit. Or here's an idea: if you are taking a morning shower, why not imagine that the soothing warm water is this light pouring over and through your body? Now that you have immersed yourself in this healing and energizing light, let's spread this light to others. Now is the time when we lift up people that we love, those in need of healing and strength, those who need to feel our love and support. And I will hold our prayer box, which includes the requests for prayer support that have been given by everybody in the room. I invite you now to speak aloud the names of those people or situations in our world in need of healing and love and support. We do send out healing to Reverend Sandy. All of the situations in the world where war is now raging, we pray for all people who are impacted by this terrible thing. We pray for Matt, Courtney, Archer, Lionel, Donald and Kelsey and Joey and their families, Richard and Jolene, all of our world leaders who are seeking to bring peace and order to our government and our daily lives. For all the names housed in this prayer box. Now, let's return our conscious awareness to this room, and we celebrate the connections that we establish through love and through prayer, knowing that indeed our word is our wand. Amen.
Of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory in each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.